It is, in fact, the investigation into a tit-for-tat complaint from the Deputy Premier, James Molino. So James Molino had said the Liberal Party was doing the rorting as well. We still don't, it's tied up to the red shirts. It is tied up, but we still don't have an answer on the original red shirts, which has been going for years and years and years. But the Deputy Premier should be embarrassed by this. Heidi Murphy, explain.
Yes, Neil, the Labor Party complained in about July of last year that the Coalition had done the same thing they were doing in 2014, in the run-up to the 2014 election. That is using electorate staff, maybe ministers, people employed by the party, by the taxpayer, people employed by the taxpayer being used to campaign for the Liberal Party. James Molino made complaints about, I think it was 18 members and former members of Parliament, referred them to police for investigation. Claimed that the Labor Party had evidence that showed clear political campaigning by individuals paid by the taxpayer but campaigning for the party.
I think we said at the time tit for tat.
We did say tit for tat at the time, and that police were asked to look if the staff were all on leave when they were complaining as they're supposed to be, if staff had mucked this around. So it was a complaint James Molino made in July of last year, referring to conduct from the 2014 election campaign, and police have today decided no, there is no criminal offence occurring. We'll close the book on that one. We are done.
However, the investigation into the red shirts, and there are still two people outstanding there, continues.
It does continue.
It is active and ongoing.
There is no update on that. There are still two people being investigated for what we have called a red shirts, the red shirts rort from the 2014 campaign.
Just going through my file, the then opposition spokesman, Tim Smith, said the claims by James Molino were farcical, a desperate and laughable ploy from a government in crisis trying to muddy the waters. Tim Smith 1, James Molino 0.
Well, police say they have conducted a thorough and a very thorough and extensive review. The fraud and extortion squad.
What a waste of time!
Been looking at it for, I guess, 11 months, decided Liberals have got no case to answer on this one, but the red shirts investigation continues.